And I love going through these practical steps and these approaches to figure out where the overwhelm is in your system, and then also take the steps to start reducing that overwhelm. So really, when I talk about overwhelm, you're gonna notice overwhelm as symptoms, really. But symptoms aren't the problem. Symptoms aren't what we need to fix or make go away. Symptoms are just communication, right? So if we're having symptoms in our physical body, it's our body trying to communicate a need to us. So when we ignore a symptom, or we squander it, or we suppress it, that's when that communication goes, hey, wait a minute, you didn't hear me. I need something. I need to communicate something with you. So the symptom gets louder and louder and louder. And often that's what, when we've suppressed it, or we've ignored it, or we've disconnected from those communications or those early symptoms, that's when we get that backlog, like you described, Stephen. So it can be physical, it can be emotional. So maybe it starts with just, you know, an emotional experience where we're feeling a little bit stressed or overwhelmed, or we feel a little bit sad, and that can spiral into a backlog of a lot of like mental or emotional imbalances, or just chronic fatigue, chronic anxiety, depression, those sort of things. And so we need to find out where the bucket has gotten too full. It's overflowing with information or communication or overwhelm, and then slowly start to find ways to drain that bucket. And so when we talk, you know, I have a whole framework and a system of the six types of sensitivity. And through a process, I teach people how to assess where there's overwhelm, and then create an understanding in their own body and in their own mind and in their own spirit to understand, oh, all these things I'm experiencing are just communication. And as I listen more, and as I learn the language of my body, I learn the language of my mind and my spirit, I can start to have a dialogue with myself. And we, you know, start to heal those disconnects that we have in our own mind, body, spirit. And that's when the healing really just naturally happens. It's not so much this, like you were talking about earlier, this brute force, but it's really about reconnecting with our mind, body, spirit through listening, through learning the language, through connecting with our intuition. Getting into the details of those six types of sensitivity, we can be more specific about some of these ways that we can start going about that and what it looks like.
Well, let's dive into that. I think it's a great segue into the talking about the six types.
Yeah, definitely. So over the years, again, from my experience and then working with clients and patients and students and teaching sensitive people, you know, around the world, I saw that there was really six different categories where this falls into. And there's always overlap, but the six types of sensitivity are physical, mental, emotional, chemical, social, and energetic. You know, a lot of times when we go through this, or I talk to sensitive people, they go, oh my gosh, I'm sensitive in all those categories, or, you know, five or four or five of them. And that's not uncommon either. But I think really starting to understand where your strengths and where your weaknesses and where your overwhelm is, that's where we can start to take the steps. So, you know, normally I start with the mental sensitivity, for example. So mental sensitivity, when people are overwhelmed in mental sensitivity, that can often show up in symptoms that look like perfectionism or hypercritical, you know, behaviors, or even kind of rage, just more like these control type things. And so with that, when we start to identify that those are ways that it's manifesting a lot in our life, we want to start looking at the areas of our nervous system, for example, the areas of our brain, our prefrontal cortex, these different areas that might be overwhelmed, and start to incorporate just step-by-step practices that calm down those areas or start dispelling some of the stress or energy from those areas. And then we slowly start to see the shift in the balance. So it's this very big picture, holistic approach. With emotional sensitivity, we go more to the emotional centers of the brain, but also that deep emotional experiences that sensitive people or empaths are really familiar with, but we want to create more tools and more clarity and understanding around it. Because what I find for emotional sensitivity with people is that sensitive people are often naturally gifted at feeling emotions, but then the way they're taught to process emotions in our culture or our society isn't necessarily the most healthy thing. Like a lot of times with sensitive people, we see emotionally, there's a lot of codependency in relationships, or I think there's a lot of talk around empaths and narcissists and kind of different types of attachment styles. So really starting to understand how we read emotions, how we experience them, and then how we process them is really important beyond just the natural ability to feel emotions deeply or feel other people's emotions. And so that's, you know, a really important place to start if you feel like those are issues that are coming up for you a lot in your life and causing a lot of stress. With physical sensitivity, you know, this gets really interesting because I'm also a body worker. I do a lot of neurological rehab and somatic therapies and energy work. So it's very interesting to see the correlations with sensitive people and their experiences in their physical body, where they may be more sensitive to touch or to pain. They may have sensitivity to light or sound. And all of this can be relayed back to really what you brought up at the beginning, an overwhelmed nervous system, and how we can calm down the nervous system and the communication from the brain to the physical sensations of the body. We can really change that experience of, you know, not liking textures on our skin or like the tags on our clothes bothering us. Those are very common things that I see have been problems for sensitive people. And then they improve as they start to balance their nervous system and balance their physical sensitivity. And number four is chemical sensitivity. And this will show up as often allergies for people, like either food allergies or environmental allergies. It can show up commonly as like rashes often on the skin, sensitivity to scent or smell, like perfumes or, you know, even lotions, being hyper, you know, sensitive to pollution, even car exhaust, cigarette smoke, those sort of things. Seeing that it bothers you more than it bothers other people around you, this is a sign that you have chemical overwhelm in, or you're highly sensitive in the chemical sensitivity. The next one is social. And so these are people who are really fantastic at understanding social dynamics. So like, you know, team dynamics or cultural etiquette, these sort of things. But that can often lead to also like disconnect or, you know, just really feeling overwhelmed by a work environment or like juggling group dynamics. And so for social sensitivity, it's really important that people work on some of the more primal areas of our brain that were wired to make us kind of tribal communities where we really connect with others. Because if, you know, it's really important that we do have connection and social community. And then the last one is the energetic sensitivity, which I actually really think the Shift Network is fantastic at teaching this. And this is, you know, really looking at where we have like spiritual maybe disconnects or feeling as if we are disconnected from our purpose or our meaning, or we're just kind of going through the motions in life, and addressing that with a lot of spiritual work or energy work, chakra systems, ancestral healing, those types of things. So, you know, I'm talking a lot about how it shows up in terms of symptoms, but we can also look at the gifts of all of those, right? Like somebody who has high chemical sensitivity can be an amazing chef, or they can, you know, pick up the subtleties of spices or flowers or these sort of things. So understanding how it's showing up as overwhelm, taking the steps to find out where those triggers happened, unwinding it, and then creating it into your superpower is really the goal of the journey.